AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny. We'll have a high close to 80 degrees. Wisconsin's Attorney General Brad Schimmel says that the body cam video from the latest officer-involved shooting in Milwaukee still part of an ongoing investigation, and it will not be released for the time being. He says it has to be considered one piece of all the evidence his investigators are working through, and that the evidence is still being gathered, and that follow-up questions will be needed with many of those witnesses already interviewed.
We do not want to create the worst-case scenario that the DA determines that charges might be appropriate and then cannot complete a successful investigation because we let the investigation get compromised. We will not do that.
Schimmel's comments for reporters this morning, during which he repeatedly declined to get into specifics of the case, instead focusing on the process for the investigation. Governor Walker's in the Kenosha area this morning, stopping at the Kenall manufacturing site in the 10200 block of 55th Street. His office says it was to highlight further reductions in the unemployment insurance tax for Wisconsin companies and the state of the UI Trust Fund. The governor first touring the facility, then talking with company officials, and then with workers and reporters. City of Racine borrows money to accomplish certain projects or to make certain purchases, and when the opportunity to refinance that debt arises, well, the move is made without hesitation, like with two recent issues that the Common Council approved. Brad Vigout from Robert W. Baird said the $11.7 million for capital improvement borrowing, that carries an interest rate of 1.968%. And the other issue, $3.7 million for the water utility, an interest rate of 1.3% geared strictly at cost savings. The S&P 1 and A-plus ratings with the respective refinancing issues, according to Vigout, very good based on the city's history.
S&P 1 plus is the highest rating that Standard & Poor's assigns to short-term debt. The A-plus rating is the rating that's assigned to the water revenue bonds. It's based on the criteria that Standard & Poor's uses for essential service enterprise systems, so it's a different criteria than Standard & Poor's would use in evaluating the city's general obligation debt. A-plus is the highest rating in that A category. Above the A-plus, there's a AA category, and then AAA is the highest bond rating that Standard & Poor's assigns.
Both resolutions to save the city have received some six figures with the refinancing approved unanimously. Computer-driven ticket buying has ticked off some people to the point that somebody's doing something about it. That's somebody, a member of Congress.
In 2009, New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell heard from Bruce Springsteen fans upset about tickets not being available just hours after going on sale. And then he learned about ticket brokers using computers to literally snap up any available ticket and later selling it for twice the original cost. Labeled the Boss Act, his legislation would crack down on the use of bots to buy tickets, and it's still waiting for action. Meanwhile, Springsteen and the E Street Band have three shows this coming week at MetLife Stadium. No word on whether Pascrell has a ticket. I'm Pat Piper.
And all those stories and warnings about cracking your knuckles and being bad for you, well, it looks like it's more of a myth than anything else, according to doctors at Cal Davis.
People come in all the time asking whether knuckle cracking is going to cause arthritis, but they keep doing it because it gives them a feeling of relief from tension.
That's Dr. Robert Booten, who says they examined hundreds of knuckle crackers and found the only ill effects are driving people crazy from the noise it makes. Adds that the myth behind it probably came from grandmothers who just found it disgusting. All right, your weather forecast coming up. Two Kenosha County road projects underway this week that'll impact local travel habits. Today started work to replace the culvert pipe across County Highway C at the south end of Camp Lake in the town of Salem. That pipe's a component of the Camp Lake Dam. It's being replaced because it's deteriorating. The work expected to take about 5 days to complete, and a detour is in place. Tomorrow begins a project to resurface County Highway EZ from Highway 165 to State Line Road in Pleasant Prairie. That work will be completed by September 2nd, officials say. Highway EZ will remain open to traffic during the project, though segments will be limited to one lane during the work hours. The Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee will be meeting at 5 o'clock Tuesday afternoon in the conference room of the Ives Grove office complex, and there's just one agenda item listed, a site plan review for a temporary use by 7 Mile Fair for a one-day outdoor music event Saturday, September 17th. This item was on last week's agenda, but more time was granted to give the applicant a chance to submit greater detail about that request. Wisconsin Department of Justice investigators are saying that a man who was shot and killed by police in New London this past Friday had a toy gun in his possession. The Green Bay Press-Gazette reports Cole Knight displayed it when two officers confronted him about a warrant for his arrest. His fiancée confirms that Knight had stated he wanted police to kill him and said that he knew if he showed something that looked like a gun, they would. Several children's advocacy groups in the state of Wisconsin joining to launch the Farm to Early Care and Education Project, trying to build on the success of the state's Farm to Table movement. It's funded with a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. This program brings fresh fruits and vegetables to infants and children up to the age of 5 in child care settings.
Basically connecting farmers and producers to the school cafeteria so that the food that gets served there is healthier and more local and fresh. It supports the kids and their better nutrition, and it supports the farmers and the economy in terms of more purchasing power.
Kathy Wolf's an early education policy analyst with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families, says it'll focus on reaching vulnerable populations of kids who may have the least access to healthy foods and who often get their calories at home from fast food. They're hoping to roll this program out across the entire state, but they're going to start in Milwaukee, Madison, and La Crosse. A joint meeting tonight in Union Grove of the Village Board, the Plan Commission, and Community Development Authority is to consider 4 projects involving residential development and a former grain mill location. Presentations are listed on the agenda by Elm Consulting of West Bend for a senior housing complex that will be built in several phases near the old Canadian Pacific tracks. Saywall Development, that's based in Sussex. They're proposing a total of 5 apartment buildings and 78 total units. The other 2 listed presenters tonight, Girard Companies, headquartered in La Crosse, and Oak Ridge Care Center. No details on what they're each proposing. Oak Ridge currently operates a skilled long-term rehab facility in the Grove area on 8th Avenue, also a nearby assisted living facility. As for Gerard, their website boasts of Midwest housing development for the past 60 years. Some of Wisconsin's biggest manufacturers warning the State Public Service Commission that high electricity rates could force them to move out. The highest rates in the Midwest are here in Wisconsin. That according to the PSC Strategic Energy Assessment 2020, the average listed at $10.97 per kilowatt hour. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the rate is still lower than the national average of $11.02, but it's the first time in a decade that Wisconsin has the region's highest rates. The industrial electric rate listed at $7.81 per kilowatt hour. Well, speaking of money, the Forest County Potawatomi is among the almost dozen American Indian tribes in the state, and according to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, spend more money on politics in the first half of this year than in the past 6 years combined. Matt Rothschild, executive director of the WDC, says the tribal donations, they went to a pair of Republican legislative campaign committees, which raise money from special interest to spend on elections.
One thing I know they probably oppose is the betting on fantasy football that is just a craze across the country right now. Or maybe they're worried about a move down the road to legalize gambling in Wisconsin, as other states have, outside of Indian casinos.
No comment yet from the Potawatomi. Rothschild says the spending increase a mystery, given their huge Milwaukee casino actually benefited from Governor Walker rejecting the Menominee tribe's proposal in Kenosha. There's a meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon of the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee. It's in City Hall Room 307. The agenda includes city attorney's request for another lawyer to help reduce the need for hiring outside legal help, the police department's request to accept a formal agreement with Mount Pleasant for use of the village's indoor shooting range, a request to move now on the purchase of a new Quint truck for the fire department, and a way of bidding in favor of a contract with Pierce. It's about $750,000 is what that truck cost. Delivery, though, by December next year. And recommended payment of an adjusted property tax assessment for Incinerator for almost $34,000. Locating a cell tower anymore, a whole lot easier than it was years ago because state law took away most local control. That and a proposed 125-foot tower for some vacant farmland in Mount Pleasant is why nobody spoke against it at a recent Village Plan Commission meeting. 2215 Airline Road is the location. Mark Ninneman represents the American Tower and T-Mobile companies, says this new tower would be for a total of 3 carriers.
What's trying to be accomplished here is cover the new subdivisions to the east that are growing and potential new subdivisions as that land is developed over time. We're also trying to cover, to a certain extent, Highway 38 to the north. The existing tower, which is a U.S. cell tower, a self-support tower, not a monopole, but that's too far south for what we're trying to cover.
The only citizen comment was an inquiry about placement of the tower, and that person was told it's going to be close to Airline Road, away from the residential area. Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian's been talking of late about future development downtown, including the possibility of a large parking structure east of the post office. There's also word that a raise order was issued last week for the city's only existing parking ramp, though the demolition is nowhere in sight thus far. City officials ordered that ramp closed 7 months ago, just north of the old downtown bank building on 57th Street. Serious structural deficiencies. That is something the owner agrees on. He does not agree, however, on what it would cost to repair. Paul McDonough, he owns the former bank building across the street, and his tenants need the parking ramp, says it would cost about $150,000. City's hired contractor says it's more like $330,000. City Administrator Frank Pacetti points out the dialogue about a mutually acceptable agreement is always still a possibility. Wisconsin's Attorney General Brad Schimel says that body cam video from the latest officer-involved shooting in Milwaukee, that is still part of an ongoing investigation and it will not be released for the time being.
The body camera video is just one piece of information among many sources of information. They give only a narrow and incomplete glimpse of the overall picture. And I can tell you now, viewing the body camera videos will not answer all of your questions.
Schimel adding that the video has to be considered one piece of all the evidence that his investigators are still looking through.
More importantly, release of the videos would compromise the integrity of the investigation. As we are searching for the truth, it is sometimes necessary to confront witnesses with information they didn't know or they didn't know we knew.
Schimel adding that evidence is still being gathered. Follow-up questions will be needed with many of the witnesses who've already been interviewed. His comments were for reporters this morning, during which he repeatedly declined to get into specifics of that case. Well, you've likely seen the obituary in today's Journal Times and Sunday's Kenosha News about the passing of former WRJN News Director Don Edmark, which we told you about last week.
A pleasant good afternoon, everyone. 47 degrees at midday here at Radio Park. For Tom Carco and WRJN Radio News, Don Edmark.
It was Don Edmark who began WRJN's local news operation back in 1969 with a New Century Insurance ownership. It lasted 18 years until his retirement, Gary Sewer then taking over in 1987 up until the fall of 1998, and then yours truly since then. Doing a search for pictures of Don Edmark, we learned of another former station voice going silent, though we did not know it had occurred several months ago in Sun Prairie.
Night music. My name is David Armstrong. As always, it's a real pleasure to have you along with us. We've got the best in music Monday through Friday from 7:05 to midnight.
David Armstrong, not only an announcer, but also a salesman here at WRJN, who would later become a general manager of a station in Rockford, but then get back into sales in Madison. Both Don Edmark and David Armstrong will always be a part of the WRJN family, which spans 90 years this December and has lots of names. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.